think many people reading what Jack has had to say will have a great deal of sympathy for him. He's feeling that there has been an inadequate response to the dreadful barbarity, the crucifixions, the torture, the murder, the annihilation of minority groups across the Middle East at the hands of this Islamo-fascist group of people, and he feels that the West has not responded adequately and he wants to take up arms.
What are your fears, though, for people like Jack who may be heading out to Syria with no military training, hoping to help?
Well, I mean, that's the key point. He's inexperienced, he's untrained. He will be in, if he makes it to the front line, in a very, very dangerous environment for which he will be utterly unprepared. I hope that he comes back. I hope he comes back quickly and safely. But I hope what he is trying to do will shine a moral light onto the response of the West and perhaps provoke some of our leaders into standing up to this appalling organisation that is ultimately a threat to us all.
I know that Tobias Elwood had sent us a comment this morning saying that, you know, there are nations, including us, who are helping to train the Kurdish forces and maybe we should sort of leave it to the professionals. I mean, do you kind of echo that argument or see where Tobias is coming from?
Well, I would echo the call of leaving it to the professionals. What I would say is that I think we should have more professionals there. At the time that this all came to the attention of the West during the summer, we had the incredible position where the Pope in Rome was calling for airstrikes while the West appeared to be paralysed by inaction. I understand in the light of the Iraq situation under Tony Blair that the public need a lot of persuading that there is a necessity and indeed a moral imperative for Britain to be involved in this. But if we don't, we've seen it in France, we've seen attempts against our own way of life on our own streets in England. If we do not halt this appalling organisation that is not just bent on determining the future of the Middle East, it's determined to impose a reactionary jihadist Islam against Western civilization, if we do not stand up to that, then we will have plenty of time to debate whether it should have been professionals or amateurs we sent to the front line when we live under that repressive organisation that denies the rights to women, to gay people, to any other minorities.
I guess there is a fear that if you've got young Britons, young untrained Britons like Jack going out there, he's putting himself in danger of perhaps being captured or even killed by Islamic State fighters. And we've seen that they are prepared to take British hostages and to kill them.
Absolutely. My principal concern, as I talk to you, would be for his safety and his well-being. And as I say, I hope that he comes back quickly, comes back safely. And I hope what he's tried to do will stir action in the West. It's time for America, the United Kingdom and others to actually stir action, resolve amongst those of us who find this organisation appalling. And as I say, this is an organisation that denies rights to women, would stone Christians and gay people and other minorities to death. This is an organisation whose values are despicable. And he has gone out there enthused by a reaction to that appalling organisation. But I hope what he's done will stir some of us to action.
If he does come back, there is a fear that he could be arrested on returning to the UK. I know the Foreign Office have said that people going out to Syria could be arrested and questioned. Would you sort of urge the Foreign Office to be lenient and a little bit cautious with people like this who've gone out with the right intentions, if not necessarily knowing exactly what they're doing?
Well, let's be clear. I mean, I can only go on what I've heard him say, but I put a massive difference between what this young man's motivation is to go out and stand up to this appalling Islamo-fascist organisation and those from within the ranks of the United Kingdom who go out to support it, who give succour to those who want to behead and crucify Christians, stone gay people to death. Those from within our ranks who go out to support that should feel the full force of the law when they return. Young men like this, I think, are motivated by a frustration at the British state not doing as much as some of us believe it should.